It is hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious to listen to people who don't have the slightest idea what they're talking about act expert.
You're listening to
The Jeremy West Show.
We'd like to hear from you, so please call 1-888-PODJER0, email show at jeremywest.net, and remember, you can find the show anytime at jeremywest.net. Damn it, the first recording that I completed just disappeared. I don't know what happened to it, and so I have to do it again. Anyway, I want to start doing the podcast once per day. On the way home from work, on the way to the train, on weekdays, just a short episode, mostly to bring up issues to then discuss on a long episode with Eliza and with listener comments, listener emails, audio comments at the 1-888-PODJER0, etc. So we'll see how that goes. This show is really, I still consider it in its infancy. As, what's this, the 15th episode, so that'd be the end of the third week on a normal radio show, and there we go. What I wanted to bring up for today's episode is the possibility of a woman president of the United States, and really just ask the question, why hasn't the United States had a woman president? Why hasn't Australia had a woman prime minister? You know, many countries of the world have had a woman as the leader of their country. Among these, Sri Lanka, India, Israel, Argentina, Central African Republic, Great Britain, of course, Margaret Thatcher, Portugal, Bolivia, Dominica, Iceland, Norway, People's Republic of China, Yugoslavia, Malta, Netherlands, Philippines, Pakistan, Lithuania, Nicaragua, Ireland, Haiti, Germany, Myanmar, etc., etc. Canada has, New Zealand has, the neighbors of the two countries. I've also lived in Japan, but now I live in Australia and I'm from America. Nearest neighbors have had female prime ministers, but neither Australia nor America has had a leader that's female. Why is this? Has your country had a female as the leader of the prime minister or president? And if so, what did you think of her? Do you think there's any difference between a male leader and a female leader in general? I myself just think you elect the person. It doesn't matter whether they're male or female. You elect on whether they're going to represent the way you want things to be represented. Anyway, over 67% of Americans apparently are now ready for a female president. It's the first time that it's even been over a majority. It's over 50%, and now it's two-thirds. So, Hillary, Condoleezza Rice, what do you think? Let me know. You just listened to
The Jeremy West Show.
Please tell us what you think. 1-888-PODJER0, show at jeremywest.net, and find us anytime at jeremywest.net.